And your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
People being assessed for medical cards will be able to rent out rooms in their home up to the value of nearly €1,200 a month without it negatively affecting their application, under plans being brought to Cabinet today by the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Michael McGrath is to bring proposals to Cabinet to ensure there is no further decline in the number of ATMs for people to access cash in towns and villages around the country. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The Access to Cash Bill gives a central bank powers to compel banks to provide ATMs in areas where people have difficulty withdrawing cash. It's understood that Minister McGrath's aim is to restore the number of ATMs to 2022 levels before Ulster Bank and KBC left the retail banking market. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly will bring legislative plans for rental income to be disregarded when people are being assessed for medical cards up to a value of €1,166 a month. The stated aim is to provide additional accommodation to alleviate the crisis in providing residential rental accommodation. Education Minister Norma Foley will update colleagues on implementing the landmark Louise O'Keefe judgment, in which the European Court of Human Rights found the Irish state liable for sexual abuse she suffered in primary school. The action plan, due to be published in a couple of weeks, provides details of the implementation of child protection procedures in schools and an update on a compensation scheme.
Around 57,000 homes, farms and businesses remain without power this morning, following Storm Isha, as the country braces for further severe and damaging gusts brought by Storm Jocelyn later today. More than 178,000 premises have had power restored by ESB networks since yesterday's peak outages of over 235,000. Further status orange wind warnings will come into effect from 6 o'clock this evening until tomorrow morning for counties Donegal, Mayo and Galway. Speaking on this programme, Joanna Donnelly of Met Éireann warned of further potential damage to already weakened structures.
We're particularly concerned, I think, this time because it's coming so quickly on the back of Storm Isha. So there's a lot of structural damage out there, possibly a lot of hidden damage that you can't necessarily see, as the weakened trees and the hedgerows that are damaged now that could see further stress from Jocelyn.
The Israeli army says 21 of its soldiers have been killed in fighting in southern Gaza in the past 24 hours. It's the Israeli army's biggest death toll in a single day since the war began in October, amid what Palestinians said was the most intense bombardment of southern Gaza in the conflict. A battle has been raging in the city of Khan Yunis, which Israel says is the main headquarters of Hamas. British and US jets have conducted a fresh series of joint airstrikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. The Pentagon said the strikes hit 8 targets, including an underground storage site and Houthi missile and surveillance capability. The Iran-backed Houthis have been targeting ships they say are linked to Israel and the West that travel through the important Red Sea trade route. In the United States, voters go to the polls in the northeastern state of New Hampshire for the first primary election in this presidential election cycle. In the Republican primary, opinion polls predict a clear victory for Donald Trump. The Democratic Party is not officially contesting New Hampshire, and President Biden's name does not appear on the ballot. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Just after midnight here in New Hampshire, just after 5 a.m. in Ireland, the first votes in the New Hampshire primary were cast by 6 voters in the tiny village of Dixville Notch, a venerable tradition in this first-in-the-nation primary election. But that's about the only thing this race has in common with previous primaries here. In the Republican race, there are just 2 candidates left in the running, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, and opinion polls predict Trump's winning margin could be enough to end Haley's campaign too. He said as much to supporters at a final rally last night, predicting Haley will pull out tonight, leaving just Joe Biden between him and a return to the White House. President Biden is not contesting the Democratic Party primary in New Hampshire. His party has decided to start its officially recognized primaries in South Carolina, which the party says is more demographically and economically representative of the country. Mr. Biden came fifth in the 2020 Democratic primary here. A congressman from Minnesota and a religious writer are the only names on the ballot for the Democrats. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Research conducted by Trinity College's School of Medicine has found that residents of Oliver Bond House in Dublin have around double the levels of respiratory illness compared to other parts of Dublin 8. The complex, built in 1936, contains 391 flats in 14 blocks, and residents have complained of mould, cold and damp. The authors of the report say that while no definitive conclusion can be made, numerous academic studies suggest a direct link between higher rates of asthma and poor physical environmental conditions. In a statement to RT News, Dublin City Council said redeveloping the estate is a priority, but given the scale of work required, the regeneration must be completed in a phased manner. A number of engines are currently tackling a blaze at an industrial unit in North Dublin. The fire at the Airways Industrial Estate in Santry has led to smoke drifting across the area. Local residents are being advised to close all windows and doors as a precautionary measure. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Wet and windy with widespread rain followed by scattered showers this evening. Very strong and gusty southwesterly winds will develop throughout the day, with the strongest winds in the west and northwest and gales on coasts. Highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees. And there's a warning that southwesterly winds will reach gale or strong gale force on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.